I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. Art, last week we were talking about mild winters and the effect of mild winters on bugs, and here we are in one.
Boy, no kidding.
Now I see moths every day, and we're just thinking they should be gone by now.
No, they're just getting cranked up. In fact, the moths that we're seeing now are the fall cankerworm, and you might remember from a previous segment on this show, fall cankerworms were the caterpillars that were descending upon us out of their little escape lines out of the trees by the bazillions in May of last year.
Well, what I remember is your reference to the female as being an ovary on legs.
Well, that's true. Well, the males are sort of a bland-looking, triangular-shaped moth when they're at rest, but the females are wingless. And if you start looking around the walls of your house, if you've got males around, chances are you'll have females too. I've been making the rounds at our house, and I've been finding both sexes. I have yet to find them mating, though. That would be quite a photograph, I think.
So where do you find them on the house?
They're all over.
All right.
Yeah, just on the light-colored surfaces. I find them on the front porch and on the wall and around the door, any place where there's a light surface where they stand out.
I'll go looking. So, seeing so many of these fall cankerworms here in January, what does that tell us about what we're going to see later on this spring?
Well, that's a good question. The potential is certainly there for another banner year like we had last year, but I really don't know. With all those females out there mating and laying eggs, there's bound to be a bumper crop of caterpillars this coming season.
And these are the ones with the trailing off the trees.
Right, and they're trailing off the trees because they are ready to pupate. They've already finished feeding, so by the time people notice them, they're already done with their business and moving on to that next phase of life.
Can't wait.
Yeah, this isn't the only mass emergence that we're going to have this year. Starting in mid-May, we're going to have an emergence of the 17-year cicada here in central Virginia. And I'm really excited about that. I'm curious to know exactly where they're going to be. This is something that only happens in eastern North America, nowhere else in the world. And it'll be curious to know what the reactions are going to be of our various listeners. I look at this as one of the great natural wonders of the world, but this will be the first time that I've actually lived in the middle of it, so I may have a very different perception of it.
Well, but we're going to have a good time. We're going to go out and record some of this sound.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. I love that sound.
So what are they up to with all that noise?
Well, those are the males, and they're making that call with ridged membranes that are located on their abdomen to attract females. They can control the pitch and the sound, if you will, because their abdomens are hollow and they act as resonating chambers.
It says very different from the regular cicadas.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a spaceship landing in a sci-fi BCD movie.
Can you imitate it?
No. I'm well aware of my limitations in that department.
Rats.
That's another show. We don't talk about rats on this show.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.